Hey, Eric. This is Charlie.
Hey. Yes, sir. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Typical Friday.
Yeah, hey, at least it's Friday, right?
Yeah.
That's always good.
So I talked to my wife and I talked to Bill and,
yep.
You know, that kind of, everybody's pretty much on board. There's not another, like, tier of, it's not like another payment program or something that's not quite as much.
So there is, it would be what's called the local only. And all that does, Eric, I'll be honest with you, it's only like the Google itself. It doesn't pair up the Facebook ads. For an extra $50 a month, you get the Facebook ads as well to retarget people that are searching for your services. Now the other tier is $199, and yes, there's the one-time payment of the $99 to set everything up. But you really get the better bang for your buck, and the results are faster with the Facebook and the Google, because the Facebook takes 7 to 14 days to set up, where the Google takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days to get on that front page. So at least with the Facebook, we can target people very quickly. Does that make sense? But it's totally up to you guys.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it is $199, but, I mean, if you guys want the better bang for your buck, it is, we can help you with the Facebook as well, and then it's that $50 extra.
Right, right, right. Yeah. All right. So, in the event that we do this, so how long? What's the first steps we take, and how? What are we?
Yeah.
What are we gonna need? What is required from us? Like, I just want to make sure I don't want to start paying and wait to see.
Right.
Some kind of. I want to get this going because I've.
Pronto, absolutely.
I've told them what you told me, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely kind of said, look, you know, I'm interested. I need some y'all's blessing. I can't afford for this to go wrong. I need this to work out, so.
Yeah, I get you. So let me walk you through the process of what will happen. Okay. So what will happen here is I'll finish up your guys' account with us. Make sure all the business name is correct. The information where they're going to send out the, Google business profile, get you guys verified, and then start populating you. Now, once we secure your listing here, I set up a meeting with you with my onboarding team. Now, usually this would happen within 1 to 3 days. They would have that. Now, I have an availability here in about an hour, okay, where my tech team has one. I don't know if you're available, but around, what would that be, 5 p.m., my tech team can call you, and then they can get started on this right away. Now, everything that I have, the information from you and I will give to them, and they will start on that. But they're going to call you, and they're going to verify everything, okay? They're going to make sure that everything with the Google business profile is correct. They're going to make sure the services that you offer are the ones that you're populating on the first page. And then they're going to make sure whatever area you want to be located in, that's what we're going to be targeting, okay? Now, once we do that onboarding call, it takes 5 to 7 days to get your tracking system set up, because we do custom build that for you. You will be emailed those. It's going to be a password and a username with a link in there to go straight to that tracking system, so you'll be able to see everything populating, okay? Within 7 to 14 days, we will have your Facebook ads up and running. Now, you guys, I know I have in my notes that you guys did need a website, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So within 7 to 14 days, we will have your ads up and running for Facebook. We will have your website up and running. the longest thing that takes is because Google is very meticulous in everything that we do with them. It takes 30 to 45 days for Google to get you on the front page. Now, not to say you're not going to receive calls in the first month. It's just that maximum results you're going to start to see after that 30 to 45 days. Okay. But that's why we lean on those Facebook ads to help you out within that first month of the building process. And that's the step. Now, when we get that onboarding call, my tech team will make sure that they have access to everything. You guys have a Facebook page, correct?
No, we don't have a Facebook page.
Okay, so they're going to help you create one. They'll walk you step by step through that. Then you're going to add them on as a partner, and then that way we can run those ads out for you. Same thing with the Google Business Profile. They're going to get everything and make sure when they submit that you guys don't have a Google Business Profile either, do you?
Yeah, not that I know of. I don't know.
Let me look for you really quickly.
I don't think so.
I'll look for you really quickly.
Well, and actually, this is a new company anyway, so probably not. We've only been in business for like a year and a half, almost two years.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing the top-notch construction.
Now we're LLC. Right? We used to be a DBA, right?
Okay.
So, I don't know. Whatever you see on there would probably be the old company anyway.
Well, I have Texas Top-Notch Construction LLC. Is this not you guys? Are you guys not 16023 East Fairway Service Road?
No.
Okay.
Not us.
That's not you then. Okay. So yours is Specialist, correct?
Yeah. Top-Notch Construction Specialist LLC.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. All right, so then we would create everything for you. So then, like I said, they're just going to verify everything is correct. We're going to submit that all out to Google. Google is going to send you what's called a PIN verification in the mail. When you get that PIN verification, that's going to certify your Google Business Profile. They just want to make sure you guys are a legitimate business one and you guys are not a robot with a P.O. box, okay?
Right.
Once that's verified and we all have access to that, which will probably take a couple of weeks to get verified, now we can start populating you to the first page, okay?
Okay. So once this is going, once all that is done, then as far as like the Facebook, all that, y'all handle everything, we just kind of watch it go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. So we will send you updates. We send you text messages on some updates that we do. We send emails as well. We also reach out to you and we make sure that you're getting the premium service that you need. Okay. So if you ever have any questions or anything like that, or if you guys ever want to change something, you can always reach out to us and we do that as soon as you ask for it. We put it in the works for you guys to get that done. Okay.
So, like, if we're working on a job,
job's
completed, we take some good pictures of it. We just send y'all the pictures. Y'all add it to whatever.
Yes, sir.
I mean, is that how it works? That's what we're aiming for.
Yes, sir. So there'll be an area where you can upload your pictures. Also, my tech team will give you either their email address or a number where you can send those in as well. And then that way we'll always have updated pictures for you guys. So we could always post your before and after pictures. Like I said, we do post on your Facebook every other week. But as the advertising will be with you and your work in it. So that would, it would show what you guys do instead of stock photos. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Good deal. Perfect. All right. Well, it sounds like, we're going to go ahead and give it a try and see how it goes and give it a few months, see how everything pans out.
Yeah. Okay. And so
as long as everything works out good, we'll just stick with it.
Yeah. Okay. Now let me just make sure I have everything correct for your business profile, because this is what's going to populate on the first page of Google. Just give me one second here. Okay. And for the top-notch construction specialist, do you want me to put LLC on there? Now, that's going to come up on the Google Business profile, or do you want me to just keep the LLC off? It's up to you.
I don't know that it matters. I mean,
it really doesn't. It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's more for your guys' taxes. That's all it is.
Yeah. That's about all. That's the only time it really matters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't guess that matters. So.
Okay. Now, for the business address, you guys are working out of your home, right? You guys don't have an office?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I need to put a business address here because we're going to send out that PIN verification to you. But I'm going to hide the address. So the only thing that's going to pop up on the Google Business profile is the city and the zip code, and that's it, okay?
Okay.
So the business address I have here, and, I mean, I'm just going to, if it's wrong, we can get the new one, but it's 22702 Stokes Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Waller, Texas, 77484.
Yeah,
okay. And then for the business phone number, the 281-808-8903, that's what you would like that to be on the profile for your customers to call you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Eric, what is...
Can we put two phone numbers on there?
Typically no. It would just have to be, one. Now I can put two phone numbers on the website when we make it. I can make a note and I can say, have this phone number for Eric and then this phone number for somebody else if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll work.
Okay. I'll get that. What's the other phone number? I'll write it down now so then I can make note and then let my tech team know.
Let's see here. 936-355-2156.
Okay. And then what's the name of the person?
Bill Evans.
Bill Evans, B-I-L-L?
Yeah, B-I-L-L.
Evans. Okay. All right. I'm going to make sure that that's – and then what's his position there?
He's like the
– what would you like it to say, like, on the website? So that way, you know, when they – you say you can contact Bill Evans, he's head of, you know, information or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll have to get back with you on that.
Okay, but for right now, what else
– he's like the superintendent. He's the guy – he's out on the job right now.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm on the job. It just depends on – we're running two jobs. He's second in charge, I guess. I don't know what you.
I'll put superintendent. I think that's fair. That'll be nice to put on there, and then we'll also have your phone number as well too. So, okay, so that's all set there. Let me see here really quickly for you, Eric. Okay. And then, Eric, what's your last name?
E-S-C-A.
E-M-I-L-L-A.
E-S-C-A-L-I-M-M-A.
I have E-S-C-A-L-I-M-M-A.
M-I-L-L-A. Escamilla.
Yeah, L-I-M-M-A, correct?
No.
Oh.
M-I-L-L-A.
M-I as an M.
Yeah.
Correct. And then it's L-L-A.
Yeah. Escamilla.
Escamilla. Okay. And then what's your email address? So everything's going to be sent to you in writing along with the invoice as well.
Yeah. It's top.notch construction. At Yahoo.
Okay. You guys are central. Okay, Eric, and then let me just set this up. So I'm going to put in here to get you guys that website for you as well. And you guys, just to clarify, Eric, for the domain name, you guys want topnotchconstructionspecialist.com, correct?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and see that. Okay, got that for you. Okay, and then Eric, for your guys's, to secure this listing, what kind of investment are you guys using? Are you guys going to be using a credit card, or are you guys going to be using a debit card?
I guess a debit card.
Okay. Is it with the Top Notch Construction Specialist as the name, or is it Eric and then your last name?
It's Top Notch Construction Specialist plus Lindsay Enriquez, which is my wife.
Lindsay Enriquez. Okay.
And we would probably change it to an American Express card, but for right now, this is what we would be using right now.
Okay.
So that's something we can do in the future. It's not a big deal. Changing it over. Main reason she has the card right now, I don't know what the numbers are, and I have this card, so I can use this one right now.
She has which card? I'm sorry.
She has the American Express card with
her.
Oh,
gotcha.
I've got this card with me. So this is the one I'll have to use for now since I have the numbers.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for this card on here, is it the same address, or is it a P.O. box?
No, it's the same address.
Okay. And this is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
Visa.
Okay. And then okay. I'm ready when you are for those numbers.
All right. Hang on just a second.
No problem.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 4259.
Okay.
0900.
09 what? I'm sorry.
0900.
Okay.
1632. 3207.
3207. Okay.
Expiration. 0727.
Okay, and then the code on the back?
365.
Okay. And then, Eric, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a security question for you. This just protects both of us. One, it protects you, so we always know that it's you calling in on behalf of your account. And then two, every time that we reach out to you or you call us, we're always going to ask you this security question, so you always know it's us calling you, okay? So okay. I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
So probably mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's your mom's maiden name?
Anna.
Is that with two N's or one N?
Two N's.
Anna. Okay. Okay, here, let me just, give me 1 second, I just want to make sure something's right here. Okay. And then I do have I'm waiting for my manager here. I just want to make sure something's correct here with the Google Business profile. So I'm just waiting for his response. I do have an opening here in the next hour. Do you want my tech team to call you in the next hour, or do you want to do the onboarding on Monday?
I think we're Monday's a busy day too.
It could be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. It's just the faster we do it, the faster the ball gets rolling on this stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. What all is this that going to entail? I mean, how long? Here, let me explain what I'm going to be doing.
Sure.
My daughter has a softball tournament this weekend. We're going to be driving.
Oh, wow.
2 hours to a, 2 hours away to go to a motel to stay the night. So I'll be
okay.
Probably driving, but I might be loading the truck depending on what time.
Makes sense.
I mean, I don't really know. If I'm right in the middle of something, I won't be able to do it.
Right.
And then Monday, she shows goats. So we'll be at the county fair on Monday so she can do her goat show.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Well, I'm not sure what time anything's going to happen. You know, it's kind of you're at the mercy of the fair board and all that crap. So.
Yeah. You want to do Tuesday then? That way you can just focus on your family stuff. And then Tuesday I'll send all this over to my tech team. They'll have it. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes. Just depends on how many questions you have on the questions they ask. But they're just going to make sure, like
right.
I said, you guys are populating in the areas you want. So cities, zip codes, and then also to the services that you offer just to make sure that you're populating on the first page for those services. And then they're going to walk you through how to do things with the Facebook as well. So probably
okay.
Better if you're not driving.
Yeah. You know? I probably need to wait till Tuesday, I believe.
Okay, so I'll set that up here in a minute. Okay, so I just want to – I have everything set up. When everything goes through here, you're going to receive an email, a text message. The payment will go through right here, so that way if you have any questions or if there's anything wrong, we can fix it right then and there, okay? But the total would be $348 today, and then next month it goes to $249, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now before I do make any transactions, I'm going to take you through what's called a voice verification. Reason being is because I do have you guys on that discounted pre-agreement. So this will be sent to you in writing with your invoice, an email of everything that we talked about today, and then also this voice verification. Okay. I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand a question or you need something clarified, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll go back and rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a good understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Perfect.
Okay. Here we go, Eric. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Top Notch Construction Specialist, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Escamilla, I guess I'm estimator.
Okay.
110, I don't, yeah.
All of the above?
Yeah. I like her name, but I'm in charge of everything.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Eric, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the calls are coming from Local Splash and not at another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 29th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I will email that number to you as well, okay? Hello, Eric, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, Eric, is I'm going to set up that meeting for you on Tuesday. Do you prefer the morning or do you guys prefer the afternoon? Because it's pretty wide open for you. You can pick whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say probably the afternoon.
Okay, so how about this? Would you want 3 p.m.? Or you want to do it like 1 p.m.?
Can we, can I check? And that way I can, I won't be the only one here. I can maybe get everybody rounded up to be here for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's do this. Okay. Let's just book a time Let's maybe book a morning. Let's book a morning time. And then what I'll do is, if we ever need to change it, if due to like everybody will be here like in the afternoon, you can always reach out to us and we can always change it. Maybe push it a little later. And if, but at least we know that we have that date scheduled in with my tech team, and then we can always work around from that because these spots do get filled up pretty quickly. So let's do this. Let's say 10 a.m. Would that work just to secure that spot there, or do you guys get pretty busy in the morning?
No, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. That's basically telling you 10 a.m. I'm going to tag my tech team as well. They're going to get this notification just basically telling everybody, hey, we're going to be here at the party all together. I did send you a text message. Can you verify that you got it? It should say, hey, Eric, welcome to Local Splash.
We'll see. Yeah, I got you. We sent a copy of your invoice. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, can you click on that link? That's our terms and conditions link. At the bottom, it's going to have a little checkbox that says you're the card, you're an authorized user on the card account. Check that box and then type your name in that other box where it says signature. So you're going to type your first and last name, and then you're going to hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login form after that where it's going to say username and password. Just let me know when you're there, okay?
All right. It just doesn't look like it's doing anything. Let's see.
Make sure you click that little checkbox on the bottom as well. So there's... Local Splash English. Okay, I got Eric and I got a phone number here. Okay, I just sent you. Okay, so I did send you that email. So it's going to come from a Google Calendar as well. All right. Were you able to get to that? Did you sign everything for that terms and conditions there?
I'm still waiting for it to come up. It's not pulling up right now. I mean, is it like...
Is it loading?
Yeah, it's loading really slow.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Maybe get out of it and then re-click the link. I know sometimes these technology things take a little while.
I don't know. Still doing the same thing. Just taking its time.
Is it? Okay. All right. What do I do? Go ahead.
I'm just thinking my wife should be here soon. I can just get her to do it on her phone.
Yeah. You could do that too, if you'd like. All I need you guys to do is just make sure that that's signed before our meeting on Tuesday. Okay?
Okay, that won't be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe when your wife gets there, maybe you guys can open it up on her phone, maybe just forward the text message to her phone, and then she can open it. You guys would just click the checkbox on the bottom and then sign your name. Now, don't get discouraged about the username and password on the next page where it's going to take you. That's going to be the tracking system that we're going to build for you. So we're going to send you an email within 5 to 7 days with your credentials. So it's going to be a login for your password and username, and it's going to be a link to get back to that page. Once those terms and conditions are signed, we're going to start building that out for you guys, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I just don't want you to be like, I don't know the password.
Yeah,
because so we're not gonna
type anything in it today. Let's see.
Yeah,
yeah, my phone is timing out. It's just timing out over and over again. I'm gonna have to just send it to her.
That's
so
fine.
What we're gonna do? We're just gonna run it through her name. We're gonna put it in Lindsay Enriquez. Let her sign it. That way.
Well, it's sent to Eric, so the terms and conditions will still be sent to her. All you have to do is just forward her the text message, and then that link is sent to your first and last name. So you can still sign it on her phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that link is...
Change it to Lindsay, that way she can sign it in her name. That way she's the owner. She won't... Well, if we're
yeah, that's
go through that.
That's fine. Okay. Let me see.
Having to have that argument.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want you to get in trouble. Let me see here. Yeah, I'd rather.
I don't mind if I'm not doing anything. I can't get it to pull up, so we're gonna have to do it a different way. But
yeah, no, it's okay. Hold on. Let me see. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to resend it, and what I'll do is I'll send it email and a text message, okay?
Oh, all right.
Okay, so give me one sec. Okay, I'm going to say, Lindsay E-S, correct? I mean, E-Y or A-Y?
L-Y-N-D-S-E-Y.
Oh, L-Y-N... S-D-Y? Is that what you said?
L-Y-N-D-S-E-Y.
S-E-Y. Gotcha. And then, can you spell her last name for me too, please?
It's E-M-R-I-U-U-E-Z.
Thank you. You send the terms. Okay, I am having them send that right over to you. Okay, and then also too, I don't know if you can pull it up, but I did send you the email for the 10 o'clock on Tuesday so that you have, you can accept it. All you'd have to do is just open the email. It's going to have a Google invite calendar there, and then it's going to just let me know and my tech team know that, hey, you've accepted that invitation.
Oh, shit. Even my Yahoo Mail.
It's all just spinning, huh? It just might just be the, what is it called?
I got three bars, but not wanting to do anything.
Gotcha. It's okay.
I just came back from Best Buy because my laptop was having a problem, and trying to get them to look at it, they didn't have time, so I'm fixing to have to deal with that too. I'm wondering if my laptop being linked to my phone somehow is giving me trouble. I don't know.
It might. I don't know if that's. I mean, if you charge it, it might slow it down, but I don't know if that works that way. But I'm going to have that sent over to you. So you have everything there as well. So once you can access your email, you'll have the Google Calendar. We're going to send, I'm going to say, can you send it in a text, please, as well? Okay. So they sent that over to you. I don't know if they, I asked them to send it in a text, but they definitely sent it over an email. So now it has your wife's first and last name on there. So okay. When she does have that, she can sign it. And then I sent you for 10 a.m. Tuesday. So that's there as well. If anything changes, if you guys need to push it back or anything like that, just let us know and then we'll reschedule it for you guys. That way everybody can be on that call as well. But I do want to say, Eric, congratulations on going with us at Local Splash. We're like a family here. So we are going to help you get all these things set up as quickly as possible. I'm going to send all the information that you and I have already talked about over to my tech team right now. So they will get started on getting every research and everything like that in your local area. And then they're going to make sure that that name for the top-notch construction specialist, that's a little tongue twister there, .com is available for you. So that way we can get that website up and going too. Okay.
All right.
All right. On that onboarding call, if you have a logo, if you have pictures, colors, anything, they're going to want those so that way they can make that website looking nice and pretty for you, okay?
All right. We'll try to go. We'll try to get that ready before Tuesday.
Okay. Cool. Any questions for me, Eric, at this point?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. If you have any questions, any concern, you will have an account manager and they will assign you one on Tuesday. All right. So that's going to be your go-to for any questions about the account. If you ever want to call me and ask me any questions or if you need help with anything either, you can reach back out to me. You can just recall the 877 number that I emailed you and you can just ask for me and they'll transfer you over like they did today and then I can help you with anything if someone's not helping you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Eric. I look forward to speaking with you guys on Tuesday. Have a safe trip, and I hope your daughter wins her travel ball softball tournament this weekend.
All right. I appreciate it, Charlie.
All right. Have a good one, Eric. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.